We had the resumption of the V8 supercars on the weekend in Sydney Town, and Nick Percat brought up his first win for 4 years. Scotty McLaughlin won the other two races across the weekend. He leads Win Cup by 49 points in the championship, but a great result for Nick Percat, and he joins us now from Brad Jones Racing, I believe driving back to Melbourne as well. G'day, Nick, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
No, really well. Congratulations on the win over the weekend. How were the nerves in the back end of race two there, trying to hold out Jamie Wincup for the victory in his 500th race?
Yeah, it was all good. Obviously, we had good car speed and passed him relatively easily, and then just kind of built a little gap and then just enjoyed the last few laps. So it was a good one. It was nice to have a win with no stress around. So it was a good one for the team. And yeah, first win for Brad Jones Racing in 4 years as well. So long time coming.
Yeah, Nick, nice to be back at Eastern Creek. What was it like with no crowd, though?
Honestly, you wouldn't have known.
Okay.
Because we were so busy with the way supercars did the schedule, the format. So, yeah, we only had 20, 25 minutes between qualifying and races and stuff like that. So once you were strapped in it in the morning, it was kind of felt like you were in it all day and that was it. But, yeah, obviously, always better to have crowds. The weirdest bit was probably not being able to celebrate the win at a podium with the crew, because obviously they weren't allowed down that end of pit lane. So it was, that was a little bit weird, but other than that, it was good just to put on a show again for all the fans watching at home.
What about the commentators, Nick? They were talking about the restrictions on how much data the teams were receiving on the weekend. For a driver, does that lack of information affect you guys?
It depends. I guess if you're a rookie or someone that really relies on the data to make improvements in your driving, it would make it tough. For me, didn't really notice the difference at all. I don't do a lot in the data normally. Kind of go off the seat of my pants kind of feel and work closely with my engineer on just the communication of what the car is doing. And, I think for the engineering side of things, it would have made it a little bit harder because obviously those guys really get stuck into the data and find little bits and pieces in the car to improve it where they couldn't do that on the weekend. So I think it was a good thing. I enjoyed it. Just before, you know, come in, just tell your engineer what's going on and they'll make a change and off you go again.
How did you find the compact two-day schedule and the restrictions of pit crew for the event as well? And of course, the new tyre rule, which definitely helped your cause there in your race win.
It was all good. Obviously, it'd be nice to have the whole crew there because we had the crew back at Albury. Even, you know, Brad, the boss, couldn't come to the event. So it's a bit disappointing that he couldn't be there. Obviously, it's his pride and joy. But, it all really ran smoothly. I enjoyed the format. It was, I think it was good to be kind of short and sharp and races where we could push the cars to the maximum the whole time and race each other hard and stuff like that. And from everything I've heard, the show was good, and that's the main thing. As long as we can put on a good show for the fans and be entertaining, I think that's what we need to, have on the forefront of our minds to make sure that we're providing a good bit of entertainment for everyone and put on some good racing.
Nick, this might be a stupid question, but did the E-Series keep your eye in?
No.
Not at all. Completely different.
Yeah, it's nothing like it. It'd be like being good at FIFA on PlayStation and then expecting to go play for Man U.
So my dreams are over.
Sorry to crush your dreams, but yeah, it's nothing like it.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, obviously the goal is to win every race, but for your team and yourself, do you set yourself a target of how many podiums you'd like to have for the series?
We always have a podium kind of goal and expectation in our team. You know, we consider ourselves to be capable of running inside the top six every weekend, and that's what we've kind of done the last couple of years. But getting the win is increasingly hard. Obviously, Penske and Triple Eight have been pushing each other so hard the last few races, or few years, sorry. I'm the first guy to win in 30 races that wasn't a Penske or a Triple Eight car. So it was been a long time coming for the other teams. But yeah, I think for us, we don't change our goals. We just try and be inside that top six every weekend. And if the right circumstances come, And if we can grab a podium or a win, we take them. But yeah, the two, you know, I guess the big dominant teams of the current era, they're hard to beat. So yeah, I think it's good for the sport to have another winner, and hopefully with these new regs and bits and pieces, we're going to see a few more race wins going up and down the lane.
Well, Nick, congratulations on a successful weekend there in Sydney, and looking forward to seeing you back on the track soon. Thanks for talking to us.
No worries. Thanks, guys.